Time now for your letters. Roy Engeron of Davis, California, was touched by our story last week about the 75th anniversary of the creation of the Dachau concentration camp. As a member of a family who lost 27 members in the concentration camps, I was more than moved by the story about James Scheel and his return to Dachau. I've been to Dachau, and more recently to Auschwitz-Birkenau. I wish more people from all walks of life would visit these sites to see the results of intolerance. It would be wonderful if we could say places like Dachau and Auschwitz were things of the past. Unfortunately, there are still medieval minds operating in the 21st century. We received a number of letters about Daniel Zwerdling's profile of British naval officer Robert Falcon Scott and his ill-fated race to the South Pole a century ago. One was from Valerie Spain of Watertown, Massachusetts.
Robert Falcon Scott mismanaged his expedition mostly out of arrogance. After his death, the British government played him up as a hero to such a degree that many people actually thought Scott had discovered the pole. The British government effectively kept Roald Amundsen out of the public eye. To give some balance to the story and dispel the myth of Scott's heroism, which is really more akin to stupidity, it would have been good to hear about how intelligently Amundsen managed his expedition. After all, he actually got to the pole and returned, and he did it without losing a single man.
Food fans and critics had a lot to feast on about our interview with food commentator and author Alton Brown. I'm a big fan of Alton Brown and was looking forward to hearing about his trip up the Mississippi River in search of road food, wrote Andy Beckendorf of Decorah, Iowa. How disappointing to find he didn't seem to have any good eats while up north. I take issue with his dismissive and mocking tone that insinuated Northwoods cuisine is not worth seeking out. Minnesota's culinary traditions have been influenced by many ethnic groups and often incorporate native berries, plants, and game, which can provide a unique, if subtle, dining experience. Native Minnesotans such as myself may think of the dark, nut-like taste of wild rice, wild blueberries, or roast duck, none of which qualify as bland in my book. And my mom, who's an excellent Minnesota cook, would agree. And finally, Christopher Nelson of Minneapolis had this icy response to our segment last week about the annual Smithsonian Kite Festival and one of its judges. I was greatly offended by your cruelty, he wrote, playing a story about the joys of one of the best of springtime activities, kite flying, when here in Minneapolis they're predicting another 2 to 7 inches of snow. You wound my heart deeply, NPR. Thank you for your painful reminder of the winter that never ends. If you have a comment about something you heard on our program, go to our webpage, npr.org. Just click on the Contact Us link. This is NPR News.